Hi, and welcome to the podcast this week. The Canadian Seed Trade Association held its virtual annual meeting yesterday. It could very well have been the last CSTA annual meeting as members get set to vote on the Seeds Canada merger proposal. Ellen Sperry is the new president, taking over for Georges Chausset. Ellen is general manager of CNM Seeds. I caught up with her after the meeting for a quick chat to find out how it feels to possibly be the last president of the CSTA and what's ahead. Enjoy our chat. Ellen, thank you for joining me and congrats on your new position as CSTA president. You are also on the inaugural board of Seeds Canada. Now, as CSTA members prepare to vote on the merger proposal, if the vote ends up being yes and CSTA votes to merge with the other associations to form Seeds Canada, what are your top priorities both as CSTA president and as a member of the very first Seeds Canada board?
So I think between now and when we move out of our current association and into the new one is just making sure that members are informed and to try and give them assurance as best, you know, I can, that their concerns will continue to be met as we move forward and to answer those questions. And the challenge, of course, as I said, just in our AGM there was, you don't want to prescribe too much going in to leave the opportunity to think of new ways to do things. So I guess that's, you know, in the next few months, that's the first challenge. And then as we go into the new Seeds Canada on the board is to make sure, you know, that you're keeping the members' interests in mind, but also making decisions that are right for the entire industry. And I think for me, the challenge is, I think, we're further along in that than we think. It's just, we're still sort of thinking with our individual hats on sometimes. So I think once we get sitting down in the room, we'll have some cultural challenges, you know, coming from those different organizations to work through. But I think we're probably closer to, you know, the being closer than what we think is what I'm envisioning in my head anyway.
There were some concerns expressed during the AGM regarding the Seeds Canada governance structure about how there's no committee set aside specifically to deal with international issues. Now, you are a member of the CSTA's international committee. How do you think that's going to work going forward? How do you expect the new Seeds Canada organization, if CSTA votes to amalgamate, how do you expect that will be dealt with?
So I think, again, that's where those committee structures and committee plans probably play an even more important role. I mean, we are going to be a bigger organization, there's no question. So, you know, something like the international, would that potentially fall under the policy committee, I guess? Hard to say right now. But and then to make sure that the right staff are allocated to that. I mean, we're moving into this with all the same staff. So Claudio Fulmer's role, you know, will be as important as it ever was to make sure that those questions are answered and that we have membership members participating in those discussions as well going forward. And I think, again, the role of all of the board members moving on to the new board is to bring those thoughts to the board as well. You know, this is the sector I'm from, and here's the things that are important, and where do they fall into the new organization? And again, for the members that aren't as familiar with the international work, I think it's, again, good to have everybody under one roof to have those discussions and so that they're aware of all that other work as well.
You made a comment during the AGM that being a part of Seeds Canada will help our industry enhance our country's reputation as a global leader in safe and reliable food. This is something I find is becoming more and more important, talking about our industry, not in terms of just seed and farming, but as food. And really, that's what we do at the end of the day. We are in the business of creating food. You don't have food if you don't have seed, right? So is this a discussion that you think with Seeds Canada in place will become even more prevalent, talking about food and helping us to better reach the consumer?
I think that certainly is. And I think that needs to become more of the thought process going forward of what that end goal really is on the One Voice, on the food we're producing, domestic export. You know, I think COVID as well will be in our thoughts for quite some time, because I think food now is even more on everyone's mind, you know, that locally produced concept. So I think it will be more of a conversation moving forward.
Ellen, taking off your board member hat for a moment and putting on your business person hat, your C&M Seeds hat, there's been a lot of discussion about Seeds Canada and making sure that it offers real value for members and clients. For you as a business person, what for you will be the major value of this new national seed organization?
There's a couple of things. One of those, for sure, we are part of or interact with pretty well every one of those five associations that we're trying to amalgamate. So we're seed growers, we are a registered seed establishment, so CSI. We rely on the analysts for, you know, germination or paperwork to bring seed into the country for our research program or exporting, and obviously members of CSTA. So from that perspective, that one window, you know, one voice, having everybody under one roof to get answers very much applies to our business. And then I think the other big one, seed regulatory modernization, will have an impact on our business as well, and where that takes us down the road, whether it's variety registration or, you know, certification. Are there better ways to do that? It'll have an impact on C&M. So looking forward to that, actually.
Before I let you go, moving to the new inaugural Seeds Canada board, there's 15 of you. You represent the entire industry, seed growers, seed analysts, the seed trade, you name it. People from every walk of life are in there. For you, what's the value of being around that board table with such a really diverse group?
You know, when you look, and I did a little spreadsheet for myself. When you looked at everybody's bios, you know, they'd outlined what their experience was, what their knowledge level was, and it's a pretty impressive group when you put them all together. So I'm just, you know, I'm really excited to meet some new people, to interact with them, hear their views, and be part of that process moving forward to build a better industry. So that's really, really the thing. I said it the other day. I'm just excited to move forward, really. Just looking forward to it. And the other thing I look forward to is the day when we are no longer identifying ourselves specifically as, you know, this is a grower person and this is a trade person. It's just that we're all within the seed industry trying to move the bar forward.
Thank you so much for joining me today. For more great podcasts, visit germination.ca. Bye for now.